Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas. It's The Grapevine at SaverLife.com, and you have only a couple days, well, one more day left for a Rotary wine auction online. This is to benefit Camp Hackamo, and you can, probably easiest is to just search Rochester Rotary wine auction 2021, and again, this is a chance to bid online on wines that were in their wine competition. So several different organizations do this each year in Rochester, and this online auction ends, as I said, in just one day, tomorrow, through February 8th. So register, place your bids. Doesn't cost anything to register. Look through the wines. There's just quite a range of wines, from dark reds to fruit wines, award-winning Rieslings of the Finger Lakes, and there's some non-wine things you can bid on also. So again, this is a great benefit for Camp Hackamo and other Rotary charities. So again, you can get details, but you need to do that quickly. And the this is put on by a group of Rotarians from around the region: Hunaway Falls, Mendon, Irondequoit, Rock City, Rochester Southwest, Spencerport, and Webster. Worked together to put 140 packages. And these are, again, available now online. And some of these are associated with celebrities, people. One of them is hosted by Adam Bello, or at your home. And four-course dinner. It's the Velvet Belly Seafood Restaurant that's going to do this, and one of the competition judges will also be there and get to have dinner with the county executive and his wife. So there are kind of some fun things. Interesting to see where the bidding goes on that. Right now it's $600, and it's quite likely to go up. Often the bidding goes up as the deadline gets closer. Within hours of the end. It's just like the silent auctions, where people are kind of checking out the bids right up to the very end. And so get details, search under Rochester Rotary Wine Auction 2021. And lots of great sponsors help to put all this together. And the Camp Hackamo has been around for 64 years. It provides a free, safe, and fun summer camping experience for children and adults with a wide range of special needs. So some great packages, and the end prices on these are pretty reasonable. Apparently there's a lot of them. When you do a wine competition, wineries are supposed to send several bottles of each wine they enter in case one of them is corked or something is broken, or they're backups that are sent to the competition that are often not used, usually not used. And so charity or wine competitions like this will put them up for auction. And again, some great ones. There's a pink party pack with some, these are some sweeter wines. Some of these are local ones, some of them from the Czech Republic. And right now the the top bid on this is $80 for the six wines. So yeah, check it out online. Beyond the fact some of these are really a good deal, it's a great way to support Camp Hackamo. So bid often and bid high. Got a note, one of our listeners emailed me as a reminder that Sean Wolf, who I've mentioned a few times because I follow him on Facebook, chef here in our area, is doing fish fries at the historic German House on Friday nights, and a portion of the proceeds, a portion of all the proceeds will go to the Restaurant Workers Community Foundation, which is restaurantworkersrscf.org. And you can get a couple things to drink with that, a bottle of Osmote Chardonnay, which is a delicious, fabulous Finger Lakes Chardonnay, or a Rohrbach Scotch Ale, or both. A side of fries is an option. And there's a hot fish sandwich or a fish fry with coleslaw, tartar sauce, etc. So Sean has been doing this now for a couple of Fridays. And the way the ordering works, you do have to pre-order by 2 p.m. on Friday. Ordering begins this Wednesday at noon. So basically each Wednesday at noon, you... through Friday at 2 p.m., you can place your orders for Friday evening pickup. And they have a cute note that says on the link, it says go here to order. If it says not found, then it's not time yet, with a heart. So again, this is the historic German house on Gregory Street. Friday's order in advance is required. But again, a portion of the proceeds is going to benefit the Rochester Workers Community Foundation. I would guess it seems like demand has been pretty good for this, that they'll probably be continuing it, which is great. And certainly people love Friday fish fries, and Sean Wolf, a really fine chef here in our area. He was at the Canalside Tavern in Leroy for several years, participated in the Genesee Country Village and Museum's cast iron cook-off one year. And that was where I got to meet him for the first time. So Fridays, it's the Restaurant Workers Community Foundation fish fry, and historic German house, cool place to do it. If you know of events and things going on you don't hear me mention, send me an email, give me a call. There are a couple of winemakers you should follow on Facebook just because they're fascinating people and always up to something. Peter Bell from Fox Run, definitely. Peter Beecraft from Anthony Road Wine Company, David Breeden from Sheldrake Point. These are fascinating people to follow. And Dave Breeden posted a question on Facebook just yesterday. It says, "Hey, any of my wine friends know anything about High Tor Winery? That's T-O-R, High Tor Winery. Like when or how it started, what became of it?" In the new-ish biography of James Beard, the author mentions that Beard and Julia Child and Paul Child and Simon Beck, who co-authored The Mastering the Art of French Cooking, dined at the Four Seasons in Manhattan and drank wines from High Tor, a vineyard 40 miles north of New York and a mile west of the Hudson. Anyone know about this? He says, Dave Breeden says, "I found it remarkable that any New York wine would be on the Four Seasons list in 1961. And Dr. Constantine Frank, their first vintage was 1962. So that's sort of the time frame that we're talking about, just before Dr. Frank launched his wines. But so one of the people Dave Breeden tags in this is Carlo DeVito, and then maybe Carlo or David found the East Coast Wineries blog post that Carlo DeVito wrote about this vineyard, and it's fascinating to read. It's worth you can follow the link through Dave Breeden on Facebook, or look up East Coast Wineries. blogspot.com and High Tour. Carlo writes sort of introduction for this East Coast Wineries blog. My name is Carlo DeVito, and I'm the author of East Coast Wineries, A Complete Guide from Maine to Virginia, published by Rutgers University Press. That's a book that, if you're interested in the wineries of the East Coast, which includes New York State, of course, but many other wineries, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont. It's kind of a fascinating look at wine regions states that we don't talk about very much related to wine. He says this blog is dedicated to primarily East Coast wines and wineries from these states. Also, the blog will feature products and information from other regions. So he did this blog post back in 2008, but you know, it's a historical one. It's a ton of detail about the property High Tor, which is a state park now. I've never been there, but I'm going to try and go visit at some point after reading this blog post. And the Everett Summer Crosby is the one who planted the grapes, back in 1950. He was quoted in the New York Times and Carlo's blog post as saying that planted them to prove that he could produce quality grapes and wines just 20 miles north of the George Washington Bridge. New York Times says his products stood the test as he marketed as much of his Rockland White, Rockland Red, and Rockland Rosé as he could produce. Of course, were French American hybrid grapes. They were not vinifera grapes. That time was, well, at that point, Dr. Frank was planting those for Gold Seal, and had been for less than a decade, maybe 6 or 8 years. As Dr. Frank came to Geneva from New York City and from Ukraine in the early 1950s. So it's fascinating. And then this writer, Crosby, published a book in the 1970s, The Vintage Years, The Saga of High Tor Vineyards. So and tons of details. And if you maybe have family or friends in that area, or you're just looking for an excuse to visit something different, you should check out this High Tor in the Hudson Valley. So if you want links to this or more details, send me an email, michael@saferlife.com, and I'll get you details on this. So the Rotary Auction or reserving your fish fry dinner at the old German house for Friday afternoons. It's Valentine's Day coming up, and there are quite a few restaurants that will be open with limited seating, so but it's still time to be very careful. If you do choose to go and dine inside, certainly takeout is an option. And also, for many years, I've promoted places like Lombardi's and Fairport as a great source of easy to assemble ingredients to make your own Valentine's Day dinner. They have they usually have some heart shaped raviolis, and they got a couple dozen other kinds of frozen raviolis, but lots of fabulous sauces and tapenades and cheese and really a fascinating variety of cheeses and things. So if you're looking to do something a little different because you're not going to go to a restaurant this Valentine's Day, check out Lombardi's. They have lots of great things. Just their marinara sauce alone is really delicious. It might get you hooked on that rather than buying jars of tomato sauce. Their marinara is really delicious. I actually freeze some, so I've got I got one in my freezer. I got to defrost. And they're not open on Sundays. Keep that in mind. But Monday through Saturday in Fairport, just a place you should get to know. And if you're in Fairport, you should probably go over to Amazing Grains also, because they have some fantastic pastries. One of my favorite places to get pastries. Oh, Amazing Grains, which is not right in downtown. It's just off Turk Hill Road in that renovated industrial area, office park, which is it's just where Turk Hill Road meets 31F, basically. And it's kind of fun to explore that, the old buildings that are in that industrial park. So they're around to the back of that. And the other pastries are available at places like Matilda's Cafe also, which is where Starry Nights used to be, in the neighborhood of the arts, the corner of Atlantic and University. They carry the pastries from Amazing Grains. And Abundance Market carries the breads. At some point, maybe they'll carry the pastries, but that will be really dangerous because I'm often in Abundance, and I find it very hard to resist really good pastries. If you've been to some of the new restaurants around our area, let me know what you thought. Amazing that restaurants would open during a pandemic, but they realize it's going to end. A lot of them had signed leases before or purchased buildings before, they, once they had those contracts in place, they really had to open. And in Corning, Christopher Bates and Isabel Bogacki have opened Quincy Exchange and their provisions store, like the one in Geneva, but they also have one now in Corning. Quincy Exchange is a restaurant, and they're going to add also a second floor restaurant there, and two buildings right downtown in Corning. And one of the things that I haven't mentioned, partly because they're have been ranked at number one all this time, the last couple of weeks, but USA Today, they have their 10best.com polls, and I've talked about these quite a bit in the past because they've had quite a number of them related to wine regions or wineries or tasting rooms or winery restaurants. And so I've talked a lot about voting for Finger Lakes entries in those, and writers from USA Today nominate 20 places. And then it's online voting for, it's like a month, to determine the top one, which is really a popularity contest. But, it's it's free to vote. You can vote once every day, and it's some phenomenal publicity for our region. And the Centerway Square in Corning, which is right there across the street from Quincy Exchange, Christopher and Isabel's new restaurant, they are located directly across the street from the Centerway Square, has been at number one since I discovered this. No one emailed me. I just ran into this. I saw Twin Tiers, I think, posted something about this. That's how I heard about it. Number two's Decatur Square in Decatur, Georgia. Number three is Santa Fe Plaza in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia is number four. Campus Martius in Detroit is number five. Then you got New Orleans, California, Cincinnati, Savannah, Georgia, and Texas rounding out the top 10 right now. So Centerway Square in Corning, you can vote every day, 10best.com. And again, it's going to be some fabulous free publicity for the Finger Lakes to have this square win this category. They leave them up. People check them, run into them, write about them for years. It is some of the best free publicity around. So it's US or 10best.com. It's done by USA Today. You don't have to register with an email or any information. You can vote once a day. And I have not been able to figure out yet when this actually ends. But it's been going on for a couple of weeks. So at some point, a few days before the end of the polling for this category, they'll take down the top 10 list and then announce it, the winner, a couple weeks later, and write about it in USA Today. So if you want that link or more details, email me, michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back on Saturday with Gardening Restaurants and Discover the Finger Lakes. Have a wonderful Sunday and get out and enjoy the beautiful snow. It's gorgeous outside. Have a great day.